Ah, miss, thank you for answering the door this late at night. Forgive me, but I was on my way to the gallery to see my sister when I was caught out in this terrible storm. Your house was the only light that I could see, and I thought I would speak to the master of the house to ask if I could wait for things to pass over. I see. You are the mistress of this house. Then I extend my earlier words to you. I know that it is untoward to have an unknown gentleman calling upon you at so late an hour, but I really do need some place to wait the storm out. Would you be so kind as to welcome a stranger into your home? Thank you, miss. I promise I will not outstay my welcome. My, you have a lovely home. I'm quite taken with the fixtures. They remind me heavily of Romanesque architecture. Well, I like to think of myself as a learned man. My interests are varied. I am one of those of whom people say they are a jack of all trades and master of none. I know things. I cannot confirm nor deny if those things that I know are interesting. Yes, living in London, I would wager that knowing a great many things would do more than just get you far in a conversation. I dare say the art of the tongue is probably the sharpest tool beyond a person's wit. Though I am afraid I would not know what to do with wit beyond measure, miss. You seem to have a great many books, my lady. May I call you that? Indeed, my lady, you seem well read. Let me see. Hunt, Shelley, Wordsworth. A sign of excellent taste. Although being lost in a field of daffodils never really appealed to me. Perhaps you would permit me to ask, which is your favorite? Lord Byron, you say? Mad, bad, and dangerous to know. So, the lady likes narratives. I see. Come, you must tell me more about him. The thick of the storm has not passed, and you really are the most interesting conversationalist. Usage of the sort of verbiage that incites these feelings in men. I have never considered myself as one who could wield that type of power over someone. Oh, you flatter me, my lady. I thank you for your kind words. I did not get to ask, but may I know how the lady feels about Keats? Or from our discussion, I know you are particularly fond of poetry. You always have been, have you not? But less about the man, per se. More about the experience. I enjoy a particular piece of his. I can't seem to get it out of my head. Tell me, have you ever read Ode to a Nightingale? For many reasons, it is one of my personal favorites. There is this one stanza. and it is one that you know so well, as you have heard it many times in your dreams. Darkling, I listen, and for many a time I have been half in love with easeful death, called him soft names in many amused rhyme, to take into the air my quiet breath. And so I spoke, and you have listened. To think it would be this easy to win you over. I expected more of a fight from you. Not quite like a feral animal, but only just. Your lips did not move, but I can hear your thoughts just as clearly as if they did. I know your heart, darkling, and it is mine. Will you stay in my embrace and convince yourself that you had no designs upon my person, that you did not drink me in with your eyes? This stranger, of whom you have never had any relations. Oh, yes, of course you would say that you want for nothing beyond this. Do not lie to me. You have always been drawn to the deepest, darkest places of this earth, to the whispers, to mirrors behind glass eyes, to life at its fullest. I have seen you as you are, and thus you cannot hide from me. Even in your thoughts, you seek to name me. And yet, you know who I am without needing an utterance. I have always been here, darkling. You were the one to let me in all those many moons ago. Now that you're so close, will you close the door now? Give up everything we could have together? The true knowledge of man's virtue and the deep depravity of his sin. The power, the sight beyond this world. Let me in, as was always the plan. Let me in, and I will take all of that hurt, all of that pain, all of the years that you suffered with your affliction. Let me in, sweet girl. Let me in. Oh, how sweet you taste. The taste of mercy, forgiveness. Purity I have never known. And yet, here you are, finally within my reach. I plan to never let you go far from me, darkling. I have such plans for you. A grand scheme that you will come to accept, as is your right to be at my side. How I have waited for this moment. Ambrosia, I've taken.
tasted nothing sweeter. And never shall I again. Let me lie on this couch. Lift up your skirts, your petticoats. Free my cock. Ah, run the head of your folds. Your warm, wet juices mingling with my own. Oh, I cannot waste any more time. I have to seal the bond. I have to make you mine before you try to sense reason again. You can take me, can't you, darkling? Take all of me in. I feel as if I could never drag myself from this, and would happily perish between your thighs. The moment we connected, I knew that this was where I was meant to be. But because I knew that long before you let me in, I have watched you to see what you have grown into, what you will become. And the door to which you have kept your own darkness hidden has been rightfully wrenched open and torn from the hinges. To know that it was I was able to make you push to the edge. A thought so intoxicating, I can barely contain the feelings that threaten to spill over within me. Oh, let me taste you. Let me touch you. Let me have you. I want you. Give me your wrist. Give me your wrist. We are one now. Thee and me. I will never let you go, for you are mine, mine, and you always have been, and you always shall be. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your wrist. For love is as strong as death, jealousy as fierce as the grave. That will be the only way I shall leave you now, darkling, as only death shall claim you from me. I know that you are close, so close, as close as I am. With us joined like this, I shall spend myself within you so deep. The mere memory of it shall have you clenching on nothing for days to come. Would you like that, darkling? Would you like me to spill my seed inside of your sweet, wet cunt? Fill you again and again until I am satiated with my lust for you. Good, because I cannot hold on for long. I know, my love. I know. Fall for me. Fall in me. Melt into me. And I will be here to catch you. Your eyes. Oh, sweet darkling, your eyes. Take everything I give you. Take everything. Give to me everything that you are. Oh, God, your eyes. Sweet girl. Everything is all right. I have you. Breathe. Oh, sweet girl. I knew you could take me. Knew that you were born for this. Listen. The storm is dissipating. And soon, the haze that has fogged you in this moment shall be lifted. Oh, sweet girl. I hate to leave you again, vulnerable as you are. But I swear that I shall return for you. My love. For now, you should sleep. Rest. And once you awaken, you shall feel renewed as you have never been before. Let me lie you down. Shh. And place a kiss on your forehead. I leave thee with my energy, though it is but fleeting. Your days shall go on as they do, and you shall come to crave me, to need me. You will seek me out in those dark places you covet so much that you deprive yourself of. And when you no longer wish to stave off the ache of not having me, that is when you shall see me again. Until then, I kiss your lips, warm and soft and so yielding. Farewell, my darkling.